This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Dalit Tess. Last week we spoke about the fact that the human being is able to elevate himself despite his being immersed in a material world and having to involve himself in material things all the time, and that's the way it is. Nevertheless, he's able to elevate himself to the greatest heights through the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. There's one particular means which the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us, whose standard is above that of any of the others. Hamakarvim ha'odom elov, any of the other means which are used to bring man nearer to him. This particular method exceeds any of the others. V'hu, and that is Talmud Torah. The power of Talmud Torah to elevate the human being. Well, we've got say a few copies with does this side of the table not possess any, or do they just not bring any, or on principle? Those at home. Do you have a Derech Hashem? You got a Derech Hashem? Hugh, you got a Derech Hashem? That's yours. You've got one. Jeff, you haven't got. Lewis, you got a Derech Hashem? Mr. Katz, you got a Derech. It's a sefer you have to have. And it's now translated. And this side of the table, and St. Ganson between the whole lot of us. It's like in the old days, just have one sefer for. Can you believe it possible? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sforim among the whole lot of us. Sorry? The ladies have got them. Kol Shechem, the men should have them. I sit and I give a lady shir and Derech Hashem, and every lady has a Derech Hashem in front of her, and she's making notes and underlining and all sorts of things. Give a men shir, you've got people looking like Goylomi, and this one's got a sefer, this one hasn't got a sefer, this one knows what's going on, this one doesn't know what's going on. What kind of thing? Derech Hashem, every word is carefully worked out. You can't sit and know. And this the method of Talmud Torah works on two levels. For achas, test. We started test, yeah. Right. But with most people, it doesn't make any difference where we stop or start. If I started, tell me how many people here would know the difference if I started 50 pages on. Because you would have safer marked with where I am, but I'm saying how many of them. The row would make no difference.
I saw the rough printing down here, so that's not what maybe we start halfway down.
That's a different issue. But isn't that, if I started 50 pages on, there are only half a dozen people here would even notice. So next time, put the tape recorder here with a few tissues and you can all go and have breakfast. Yeah. So, achas bivchinas ha'higoyu v'halimud. The one is by method of pronunciation and learning. V'hashniyo bivchinas ha'haskel. And the second one is by method of intellect. So, there are two different approaches, two different benefits that one gets from the mitzvah of limud ha'Torah. Ki hinei rotzo b'chastoy, the Ribbono Shel Olam in his chesed wanted, v'chibe elonu chibur dvorim, and associated letters in the Torah in such a way, Kamusha Gozro Chochmoso, in the way which the Ribbono Shel Olam decreed, Mesorom Lonu, and he handed that down to us. Hainu Klal Sefer HaTorah V'Achrav Sifre HaNeviim, that is the Sefer Torah that we have, the Chumash, followed by Neviim. Shebisugulas HaDavorim HaHeim Yeyeh, it is part of the inherent qualities of that association of letters and words. Shemi Sheyehegeh Bohem B'Kedusho U'V'Tohoro, that if a person pronounces those words with kedusha and taharos, it's not just something that you can mumble along, but if one learns it b'kedusha of a taharo, al hakavona anochino, with the correct kavona, shehi, which is asiyas chetzay, that I'm doing it in order to fulfill the Ribbono Shel Olam's will, yizbarach shemoy, tis atzim boy al yodom mailo elyono ushleimus kudoy la'ad mo'id, they will become powerful within him, much more potent within him, a very high level and a great degree of perfection. Absolutely. And that's just by saying it, without even understanding it, just by saying the words. if the kavona is right and there's kedusha and there's taro there, that's all that one needs to reach ma'lo elyoino v'shleimus gedoylo ad me'oid, a great level and extreme perfection to an ultimate degree. Chen mi sheyishtadel b'havanosoi uv'yediyas mashem osolano mipirusheim. And likewise, somebody who then applies his mind to the understanding of Torah and the grasping of what has been handed down to us in the Perushim of Torah, Yikne kefish tadlusu, he will acquire, commensurate with the degree of his effort, Shlemus al Shlemus, a perfection over a perfection, higher and higher degrees of perfection. V'chol shcheinim yagia el haskolos sisrehim v'rozehim, and certainly if he's able to apply his mind and reach the deep principles that underlie the halachas of the Torah. Shekol inyon mehem sheyaskil, for each idea, each concept in Torah which he is able to grasp intellectually, yukba v'yisatzeim benishmosoi, that becomes fixed and becomes a power generator within his neshoma. Madrego min ha-madregos ha-yoseh romei shebemailo, step above step of the highest degrees possible, v'ashlimus ha-amisis, an absolute truth. Those are the levels that can be reached through Limud HaTorah, through the two types of Limud HaTorah, the uttering of the words of Torah, the expression of the words of Torah, provided it's with Kedusha of Atayro and with Kavono Nechoino, and how much more so, even greater levels become a part of one's Neshoma, and they become generators of power within one's Neshoma, if one's also using one's minds to grasp the concepts of Torah.
If a person doesn't obey it, they just become wiped out. It's like starting again all the time, or
with Averis and Nitzos, nothing gets wiped out. He's going to come to that a little bit further, the movement, the effect that it has on us, but nothing gets wiped out. Averis don't wipe mitzvahs out. Averis are kept separately, and the mitzvahs are kept separately. They don't wipe anything out. That's why the Chazal say that in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, where the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Halavai oisi ozovu v'tzirosi shomru, I would rather they forsook me but carried on learning the Torah, because through Torah they would have come right. Remember that Chazal. If the learning of Torah is right, the rest will come. Mitzvahs don't bring, although mitzvah gereres mitzvah, one mitzvah will bring another mitzvah. So slowly, I suppose, there's also a sort of a chain effect. But with Torah, it's a different thing altogether. You can have a person who's learning Torah properly, and the main of the other things come, the other things develop. The Torah is the basic diet from which everything else develops. Uvechol eile ha'inyonim, and in all these areas, lo yedai ma'i shekoine ha'odom ba'atzmoi ma'ala yishleimus. It's not sufficient only that the human being finds his own ma'ala and shleimus, that he himself reaches higher and higher degrees. Ela shemetzius ha'briya kulo, but the metzius of the entire briya, bichlolo uvifroto, both in klal and prat, it's general and it's specific. Misale u'mishtalem, the whole bria rises as a result of a person's learning Torah. Uvifrat hagedei haTorah, specifically by the learning of Torah. If a person is generating higher levels within himself through the learning of Torah and is interrelating with the bria, the way that we discussed last week, then automatically the whole bria that he's interrelating with is elevated as a result of his learning Torah. So there is no mitzvah that comes anywhere near the power of limud Torah, in terms of its ability to change people and to change the world around him, provided the Limud Torah is proper. You remember the Vilna Gaon last Shabbos. The Limud Torah, the Derech Hashem comes onto it further on. The Limud Torah is there, and it makes stronger those qualities which the human being has already. And if the qualities are Kedusha V'Tahara, as he says, then it makes that Kedusha V'Tahara stronger. If the qualities are negative, then it makes the negative quality stronger. The cause of all the different states in which a human being finds himself, when he's dark and when he's bright. Now that phrase, this cheshchosoy v'hirusoy, it's a phrase, it's a kabbalistic phrase, but it's also a poetic image, and it's a straight meaning. Cheshchosoy v'hirusoy, on the one hand, it means when you see things darkly and when you see things brightly. It's a subjective phrase. There are times when you look at the world and everything looks bright, and there are times when you look at the world and everything looks dark. The psychologist calls it depression, I think. There are times when a person looks dark and there are times when a person looks bright. You look at a person's face, he's got a bright face. You look at his face, he's got a miserable face. The levels at which a person finds himself in the spiritual and emotional and psychological levels are all tied together. You can't treat the psychology without treating the spiritual. That was one of the chidushim of Viktor Frankl. He was the first psychologist to realize that the psychological level of a person, where he's holding psychologically and emotionally, is inextricably tied to where he's holding spiritually. So this is really the area for repair. This is the area for treatment. Everything else, you're just treating symptoms. So what is it that determines the level of a person's darkness or brightness? That depends how much light he is receiving from the energy source of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Emotional, spiritual, psychological energy all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where it comes from. And it simply depends on how well we're tuned in. If we're picking up the energy, then we are energized. If we're not picking up the energy, we run out of energy and we become depressed and we become oppressed and we become miserable and we don't function well. So we need to be tuned in. So it depends on how much of the Ribbono Shel Olam's energy, the light of his face, we're getting, is Baruch Shem Elov, or his alma mimeno, how little we're getting, to what degree that's far from us, as we've already established. For the more that the Ribbono Shel Olam lightens his face, misrabe hazoich v'hashleimus b'mishi higyaloi ha'erosoi, there is more purity and perfection in those who are able to receive that energy. And depending on the degree of light, so is the degree of perfection and purity which one is able to draw from it. And the opposite applies with the lack of drawing from the Ribbono Shel Olam's energy. And here comes the important yesod. Meir tomid lemishi yiskare ve'lov. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a transmitter of energy which maintains a standard level of energy transmission. There is absolutely no oscillation in the amount of energy that the Ribbono Shel Olam is transmitting. Ve'ein menias tov mitzidoi klal, and there is no barrier of goodness from his side at all. Elomi shelo yiskare ve'lov techsar ha'ero. So it depends on how far you distanced yourself from that. That energy can go a certain distance. And depending on where you place yourself in relationship to that transmitter, that will determine how much of it you're able to pick up. V'amenil mitzad ha'mekabel, the inability to pick it up is as a result of the mekabel of the recipient. Lo mitzad Hashem yizborach, not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have it within our own hands to determine. It depends on how effective the receiver is, not how effective the transmitter is. The transmitter is there, and it's there all the time. You've got a BBC transmitter sending out waves at the time. You've got a good radio, you'll pick it up. You don't have a good radio, you won't pick it up. That's it. But it's there all the time. And so it is with the transmission. One understands these things. It must have been very difficult to understand this type of thing 100 years ago. It doesn't mean energy coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's there all the time. Sometimes you can pick it up, sometimes you can't pick it up. But these we have now that we have in physics, these same concepts, it becomes so easy to picture. To be able to realize what it is, that the source of Kedusha is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the degree to which we're plugged into that determines our spiritual, psychological, emotional, and consequently also physical health, because they're all wound up. And in trying to treat, when a person's just not plugged into the transmitter, to go start trying to treat the fact that he's depressed, or the fact that he's this or that, it's all treating a part of the problem and not getting down to the essence of it. At the end of the day, we need to be receiving this koyach. We need to be receiving this energy from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
It's possible that the natural law that says that the light decreases is the square of the distance. If you go double the amount away, the light is actually four times decreased. Maybe that's that concept that if you go away from Torah for one day...
That's beautiful. I never thought of that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it decreases the square of the distance.
I've always said the same principles in physics are the same principles as in Torah and Kabbalah. It's all the same system of principles, the same set of principles. So is that how it works with light? It's the square of the distance. That's exactly what it is.
You say to say one day and 2 days isn't the square, but it's a similar principle.
Yeah. That would be the question. One day you leave me one day, I'll leave you two. And if you leave me two, then I will leave you four. You leave me four, so that's the question. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Anyway, one should be also one if it was square.
Yes, that clearly doesn't. That clearly doesn't mean it in the simple sense.
That's why you need to have the first line, first starting point, one and two. From then on,
you can work out the rest of the equation. והנה גוזרה החוכמו העליינו שהאויסה אויסום העניונים שציבו ריבונו שלום decreed that one who does those things which Hashem has commanded, דהיינו כלל כל המצוות כולם, which is the whole body of mitzvahs, כמו שזכרנו לעיל, בכל מעשה מהן שיעשה, with every act of mitzvah that a human being does, יהיה מסקרב על יודו מדרגו ממדרגוס הקורבו שאלו יסברך שמו. With every mitzvah that we do, we are taking one step closer to that source. The sagia lo el yedei ze madrego mami madrego so arasponov. And as a result of this, there's some level of energy which will be coming to the human being. Kifi akurvo she'elov yisborach shmo, depending on the distance to the Ribbono shel Olam from him. This is atzein boi madrego min hashlemus, and one aspect of a level of shlemus will become powerful in him. Shehi toldas madregas he'oro hahi, which is the result of that particular level of energy source. Hefech ze ha'averus, and averus do the opposite. Here you've got it, Michael. What the averus and the mitzvahs do, they push you further and nearer. So if you did a whole lot of mitzvahs and you became 10 steps nearer, and then you do one avera, you go one step away. So you're now 9 steps nearer instead of 10 steps nearer. But if you never did those 10 mitzvahs to start off with, then you'd be 11 steps further away. You see what I mean? So it doesn't. Yes, but it's always there. You're always better off with it. It doesn't wipe out what you've achieved. You're where you are because of what you achieved also. If it weren't for what you achieved, you would have been much further back. Kul maise min shiyase odom chas v'chalilo, any maise which one does of an aveiro, hine yisrachek al yodim imenu yisbarach shmoy, takes you further from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Madrego ma, some step. V'tisvosef olov al yedei zeh madrego mimadregos heilem heroso. And as a result of this, there's an increase of some level or another of the Ribbono Shel Olam's absence. V'hester ponov, in his distance. And then there becomes empowered within you a level of inadequacy. She told us madrega seheolem ha'hu, which is the result of that withdrawal of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nimtza lefi kol ma she'ikdamnu, comes out from all that we've said. She'akavondo be'emes b'chol ha'mitzvahs tiye ha'pniyo elav yisbarach shmoy, that the intent of all the mitzvahs is the turning towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. To become closer to Hashem, and to achieve from the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam's energy. And the reason to stay away from averus is so as to save oneself from distancing oneself from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an amazing chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam has told us exactly what to do in order to come closer, and what not to do in order to drift further away. And this is the absolute tachlis. But how each aspect of each mitzvah works, there's great depth to. That depends on the detailed aspects of the human being and his relationship with his environment. And some of them will be treated specifically in further sections of the Sefer. In the next perek, he goes on to analyzing the bria, the different side, the spiritual parts of the bria, and the physical, material parts of the bria, and their interrelationship with one another. And after that, he goes into the relationship between the human being and the olam, and the way the Ribbono Shel Olam handles that relationship.